This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet. Well then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
Hello, hello. You are listening to me, Gemma Miller. Welcome back to another episode of Somewhat Grown Up with Gemma Miller. I hope you are having a great day, a great morning, a great evening, whenever it is that you are listening to this. I hope you're doing well, feeling the good energy. If you're not having a great time at the minute, then honestly, we have those times, don't we? And it's all about how we cope, how we get through it. What we're doing next, are we thinking about ourselves, are we making sure that we're okay? Because that should be one of our biggest priorities, is making sure that we're okay. And I feel like sometimes we often forget that in a way, and we sort of push how we feel aside. And so I want you to, in this moment, check in with yourself and make sure you are doing okay, because that's what we all should be doing. And we're at this like weird time of year where everyone seems to be ill at the moment. Like, there seems to be so much going on. The weather is not great. Like, the vibes are just not vibing, you know? I feel like that was very cliche to say. But you know what I mean? Like, it just, I don't know. For me, anyway, I'm feeling like a bit of just a meh time. And so if you're feeling that as well, like, that's absolutely fine. We're going to get through it. But we need to make sure that we're doing okay. And sometimes putting yourself first is how to do that. So if you need that little reminder, then here it is. This is your sign to put yourself forward. Put yourself first. That's what I was looking for today. I'm recording this in the evening. So whenever I record these episodes in the evening, I always feel more chilled. And I feel like I mellow out a little bit more, and I never know what sort of vibe I prefer. Like, do I prefer recording these podcasts in the morning, afternoon, or evening? I don't really know. Like, I feel like the vibes are just very different. I come across very differently. I feel very differently because you're at different points in the day, right? Like right now, it is 9 o'clock at night. I've had the nicest dinner with my friend. We went to this place near me that does sushi and like chicken, burgers, stuff like that. Like, I got a bunch of sushi. It was so good, incredibly good. It fills you up so nicely. I brought home a bunch of like leftovers that I'm gonna have for breakfast tomorrow morning. And I feel amazing right now. So I'm in that like very chilled state where, quite honestly, if I got into bed right now, I'd go to sleep and I would probably have the best sleep. And so I feel like this is going to be a more calm episode, but what I have got to talk to you about is not exactly calm. There has been a lot going on this past few weeks. Past week. It honestly feels like it's been longer than a week since I last caught up with you. Everything that has sort of happened has just felt like a bit of a whirlwind. There's felt like there's been a lot going on, and I've got so much to catch you up about. First off, I want to talk about the fact that I think, and this is very much a I think because I don't know how to figure out if this is real or not, but I think someone has made a Tinder profile of me, and I don't really know what to do with that information. I don't really know how I feel about that. Very strange. I got an Instagram DM the other day from a guy basically saying that he saw my Tinder profile and wanted to message me on Instagram. So obviously I responded to ask a bit more about this Tinder profile because, if you see a Tinder profile of me, would just like to clarify, it's not actually me. But I don't really know. So I kind of was asking him some more questions and he was being very helpful. But obviously I don't really know how Tinder works. He'd liked the profile, so therefore he couldn't see the profile again until whoever's controlling the profile matches with him. I think that's how Tinder works. Correct me if I'm wrong. But so he couldn't like send me a picture of the profile or anything like that. But he said that they were basically using my pictures, using my name, and had tagged my Instagram or like put my Instagram in the like description, I don't really know, like in the Tinder profile, but it's not me. So one, I don't really get the whole intention behind that, and I've been really overthinking it because I don't get it. Like, I just don't get why you would do that. But anyway, who knows? So apparently it's out there. I don't know. I've tried to find it through various friends' Tinder profiles just to see if we can come across this profile of me, but I can't find it. So I don't know. If you see a Tinder profile of me, please report it because it's not me. But hey, it feels really strange. Like, I've tried reporting it, but there's not really a way that I can without having the physical profile to report. From what I've seen, I don't really know. But obviously, as long as no harm is being caused by this profile, then I don't really know what I can, like, there's not much I can do at the end of the day. It's just a very strange one because, like, I don't know, like, why would somebody do that? I don't know. I've been really overthinking it, but at the end of the day, it is what it is. We'll just see. Yeah, so that's been a very weird thing that has happened this past week. I don't know, like, I don't get it. I'd never would plan on being on Tinder anyway. I feel like if I was to go on a dating app, I don't think I would choose Tinder. Maybe I would. I don't really know. Haven't given it much thought. That Tinder profile is not me. Not sure why someone would create it, but anyway, who knows? We will never know. And I think that's what annoys me the most, is that I am someone who likes to have answers, and I'm never going to get an answer to this situation. I'm kind of just going to have to live with the fact that potentially there's a Tinder profile of me out there that's not actually me. Don't really know why someone would make it. Like, I don't know. But anyway, yeah, what a fun time. And also, in a counselling lecture I had this week, we were doing these exercises where you sit in silence and listen to someone talk for 10 minutes and you're in like a partner. And then once you've finished talking for 10 minutes and they've just sat and listened to you, you then swap. And so we were doing this exercise and I found it really uncomfortable being the person who would talk for 10 minutes, because typically I am somebody who will pass it back onto someone else. And I know I'm saying this whilst recording a podcast episode, so that sounds really strange, but when we're talking in person, I would constantly be like, oh, and you, and push it back on the other person. I don't really share too much about myself in that sort of aspect, and I like to learn things about people. Like, I feel a lot more comfortable being in the listening seat. And so we were sort of talking about this afterwards and reflecting on it, and my lecturer made a very big point of, is that because there's been points in your life where, in a sense, the limelight has been taken off of me, and so now, instead of waiting for somebody to take that limelight away from me, I push it onto somebody else. And so I get this sense of control, like I'm controlling the fact that I'm not the one talking by pushing it away. So when I was forced to be in the limelight and talk for 10 minutes without the other person communicating back with me and just sitting there and listening, it made me feel quite uncomfortable to take that like speaking role. And I hope I explained that well, but basically, because I like to be the person who sits back, that possibly like reflects on things that have happened in my past. And now I feel like that sent me in a little bit of a spiral of overthinking, because it's just blown my mind that actually so many things that happen to us throughout our life kind of have a knock-on effect, and we don't even realize it's affecting us. Like, I never would have thought the fact that there's been points in my life where people have interrupted me to talk about themselves or not listened to my story fully and kind of not ignored me, but have just, like, just naturally, as we are humans, we sort of tend to focus on ourselves and take the conversation back on us. And so that sort of happening to me throughout life has affected me in a way where now I don't really like to talk about myself as much, and I push it on to other people instead to do the talking, and to be, then I get to be more of the listener, and that I feel more comfortable like that actually reflects all of these things that have happened in my past. And I find that so interesting. And obviously I knew that, right? Like, we all know what happens to us when we're kids, what happens to us as we grow up affects us right now. But to actually have like a clear cut, this is what it is for you and what it means to me, just blows my mind a little bit. Like, I find it really interesting, really strange. And yeah, it's been a really interesting one to learn about myself. But I also, that exact same day, started my period. And let me tell you now, Tuesday was just not a good day for me. I'd just found out about the Tinder account. I'd had this counselling session where this whole limelight getting taken away from me whole situation came about. Started my period, and I then was just overthinking everything. I've been, you know, when you're just, you spiral. I will admit, I spiraled on Tuesday. I did not have the best day. I didn't cry, so that was a positive. However, I did online shop, and I'm going to hold myself accountable to that because I haven't online shopped in a long time. And I'm quite excited about some of the bits that I bought. I'm going to a wedding, so like, I needed to buy some new dresses and stuff anyway. But because I was just in a bad mood, it sent me in down this like rabbit hole of destructive habits that I used to have and stuff. And so now, a few days after that, I'm kind of having to reevaluate where I'm at, reflecting on myself, notice what has happened, how it's affected me, how I'm thinking, how I'm feeling, and bring myself back to being in the moment. And I've done that quite a lot today because I could just feel myself slipping. And I will admit, like, I did just have a bad day on Tuesday. It's not been the best day, not been the best week, but I'm sort of recovering from that now, getting over it, moving on. And it's fine. Like, I'm not making myself feel guilty for the day because it was a bad day. Like, we have rubbish days, and I'm feeling better now. Like, I'm thinking better. I'm in a better headspace now. So that's really good. But actually, a big part of that was because of this really interesting YouTube video that I watched. I can't remember her name. I'm sure I'm going to speak about her quite a lot, but this whole idea of being enough and I am enough, and it's a really amazing message that has sort of changed the way I'm feeling and thinking a little bit, and it sort of came exactly when I needed it to. And I think sometimes these really clear-cut messages just do that for us, and they really put us in a place where we need to be in that moment. So we're actually going to go to a break, and then when we come back, we are going to be talking about this whole idea that we are enough.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome back. So before we went to the break, I was talking about this whole concept of you are enough. We are enough. I am enough. you are enough. Now, this concept came from an amazing woman named Marissa Peer, who has done like a lot of different work. She's very interesting to listen to. I've watched a couple of her like YouTube talks that she's done. And this one in particular is around this whole concept of I am enough. And it has really resonated with me on so many levels that I wanted to share it, because I never knew about this whole idea, but it's, well, there's a lot of anecdotal evidence about it, so obviously take with that what you will, find what works for you, but I think this is going to be something that works for me, and so I really wanted to share it with you, because obviously, as you know, I don't like to gatekeep things. I will always tell you anything that works for me, I want to share with as many people as possible, because I want us all to be in the best headspace that we can be in. And I think this is a great concept for so many of us, because it applies in so many different situations to different people. Like, no matter who we are, I feel like this message can really resonate. So the whole idea is that we often think in life that we are not enough. Take just any simple thing that you do in your life and try and think of the motivation behind it. And a lot of the time it will stem from being told you're not enough, being told you're stupid, being told you're this, you're that, the other. Basically being told that you as you are is not great. You as you are is not perfect. You as you are is not enough. And so therefore that stems within you, it builds up, and we start to feel like we're not enough. And so this turns into habits that are not very healthy for us. Binge eating, not eating enough, working out too hard, not working out at all, having a bad shopping habit like I've had. There's so many different unhealthy habits that can actually root from this whole idea of not being enough. Because I was constantly shopping because I didn't feel like I was enough. And I was constantly eating rubbish and then trying not to eat and stuff like that, and a back and forth, because I didn't feel like I was enough and I was trying to reach this standard of myself that was unreachable because it wasn't realistic, and because I felt like who I was right now was not good enough, and so I constantly needed to be improving and I constantly needed to be reaching for the next best thing, overachieving. There's so many different types of situations where this can sort of come into play, right? Where we can sort of fall into these bad habits because of an unrealistic view that we have of ourselves, and we need to catch ourselves out in this, and we need to sort of hold ourselves accountable to the fact that we are enough. And so this whole idea that Marissa has is that you can write this phrase, I am enough, on your mirror, write it on your wall, have it as the background on your phone. I've got it as the background on my laptop at the minute, and I'm noticing it all the time, putting it on your fridge, having it play as an alarm that like will play in the morning or play in the evening, that will play during the day just at random points, that keeps telling you I am enough. And it keeps that message going and going. It drills it further and further into us that I am enough. We are enough. Does that make sense? And it's a very simple idea. Doesn't take a lot of effort, because let's be real, once you've written it on your mirror, you don't have to touch it again. Once you've stuck it on a post-it note on your wall, you don't have to touch it again. You've put it on your fridge, don't have to touch it again. Set it as an alarm. You don't have to do anything after that first point. Just read it and then say it to yourself. When you're getting ready in the morning, say it in the mirror as you read it, when you see it on your wall. You see, you just repeat it back to yourself, kind of like a little mantra that we have with ourselves, and just keep that going. I am enough. I am enough. I am beautiful. I am smart. I am brave. I am whatever words resonate with you. Tell yourself that, and don't be afraid to do that, because especially if you're just on your own, then no one's listening to you, no one's judging you. It's just you in that moment, And so you need to tell yourself what you need to be hearing. And it's perhaps things that we've missed out on hearing throughout our life and things that we don't tell ourselves. But the way that we talk to ourselves makes such a difference in our life, in the way that we act, the way that we think, the way that we feel. It basically affects everything, how we talk to ourselves, about situations, about our friendships. Like, the way that we speak makes such a difference. And even that little voice in your head, like, I'm not just referring to when we're talking to people out loud, when you are talking to yourself in your head, because we all do it. Listen, we all have thoughts that go through our head. We all have little conversations with ourselves in our heads, that voice as well. The way that we are talking makes such a drastic difference. And so we need to try and, in a sense, rewire how we are talking to ourselves. If you're telling yourself certain things, you're going to believe it. And then, of course, you're going to start acting like it. You're going to come across like it. And that just is going to happen. So if we start telling ourselves that we are enough, we start telling ourselves that we are better than what we're currently telling ourselves, then over time, what Marissa sort of says from her, like, anecdotal evidence of using this with clients, with people that she's worked with — she worked in the weight loss industry for a while, and so with some of her clients in that industry, and just with people in her life, her daughter — she referenced quite a few people in the YouTube video I watched, and she said everybody really found such a drastic change when they started telling themselves that they were enough, because they no longer felt like they needed to have the next best thing, or they no longer felt that, like, they weren't good enough, because they were telling themselves, I am enough, I am enough, over and over again. And I think that's so important to do, and I really feel like we could take away such a good message from that. So, of course, I've already set it up on my laptop to be my background. I'm going to set it up on my phone to be my lock screen. I'm going to write it across one of my mirrors, because I've got a couple mirrors in my bedroom. So I feel like one mirror is, like, a good start. And I'm just going to start telling myself it every day. I'm going to see how it goes. You can do this with me if you would like, and we can sort of check in with each other, see how we're going, because I really want us to feel like we are enough, because we are, at the end of the day. And the fact that we don't tell ourselves that enough is really sad. I feel like we should be the people who big ourselves up the most. We should be our biggest supporter. So I want us to tell ourselves that we are enough. Like, right now, tell yourself, I am enough. Because you are. And you really are, and I feel like I want that message to really dig home, because sometimes we think we're not good enough, when actually right now, in this very moment, we are more than enough. We are such great versions of ourselves right now. No matter what version of yourself you are living and experiencing right now, it's enough. You are enough. So let's go to another break, and then we have got our listener dilemma of the week. So our listener dilemma this week involves a dating problem that, of course, we always — dating is not an easy thing, right? When you're single in these times, it's really hard to meet people who are actually nice, to meet people who are kind and who — it's so hard to navigate this dating world, and I feel like we need to talk about it a lot more. But this week's dilemma really is just one of those situations that I can completely understand, and I completely feel you. So let's get into it. Hi Gemma, I am hoping you can help me with this dating problem I am having at the minute. So I am single, which I really would like not to be, if I'm completely honest. In order to get myself out there in the dating world, I started using online dating. Tinder and Hinge are my go-to ones at the moment. But I keep on having this issue. I see myself as a one person at a time kind of girl. And so when I start talking to someone, I instantly stop using the apps and focus on that person. Then it never works out and I go back to square one. I just can't see myself as that person who can talk to loads of people all at once, but then it feels like I am just wasting my time focusing on one person when it always ends up going wrong. So how do we feel about this sort of situation? What do you do when you're online dating to sort of how do you deal with this? Do you talk to one person at a time or do you talk to loads of people? I think you should keep your options open. That's just in my opinion. I think especially when it comes to online dating, I never assume, even just like dating in general, until we have like made it official or made it an exclusive seeing each other situation, I never assume that that person is only just talking to me. I will always assume they are talking to multiple other people and keeping their options open. So therefore, why should you not also do that? You know, until you've made it exclusive with somebody and you've like had that conversation where you are fully focusing on each other, I say keep your options open because dating can be so hard. As you say, a lot of the time it is going to go wrong. Like it's not going to be a you'll meet your perfect person straight away. We're going to have to figure it out. Like you have to kiss a few frogs to find a prince. You know, like that's a very old saying, but you know what I mean, right? Like we're gonna have awful dates. We're gonna have times where it's like, this is definitely not working out. Like it's gonna happen that way. And I feel like, as you were saying, it feels like a waste of time to focus on one person when you could be keeping your options open. However, I also completely get where you're coming from in the fact of, if you are that sort of person where it's like you want to only be talking to one person at a time, I totally get that too, because we have this like little inner romantic that doesn't want us to be talking to loads of people at the same time, right? And kind of wants it to be, this is my perfect match and we are now one, and like you're going to solely focus on that person. I feel like that's such a good way of looking at it in like a romantic, positive perspective. But also, as you were saying, then when it goes wrong, you feel kind of like, right, I'm back at square one. What do I do next? And it sort of feels kind of stagnant. You lose hope a little bit. Whereas if you're keeping your options open, talking to more than one person at the same time, then at least if one of them doesn't quite work out the way you want it to, you are already sort of keeping your options open. You're not putting all your eggs in one basket, so to speak. And that was so Love Island. Putting all your eggs in one basket. Does anybody say that? I'm going to go off on a tangent talking about that whole putting eggs in baskets. But I feel like that came about on Love Island a few years ago. And now I keep hearing it lately. Like, oh, I'm going to put all my eggs in one basket. I don't know. Anyway, moving on. I feel like in this sort of situation, it is good to keep your options open, but also it depends on how you handle this kind of situation. Because I know, I say all of this, but if I was actually doing it in the moment and I was trying to speak to more than one person at one time, I would get very overwhelmed. I'd get very confused. I wouldn't like the idea of going on loads of different dates with people, because I'm not that sort of person. So I completely get you in this like sort of not sure which way to go about it. So I feel like how I would sort of do it, and this is obviously just what would work for me, maybe play around with the whole idea and sort of, because you're dating, right? Let's have a little bit of fun with it and figure out how we like to date. So I feel like I would stick with talking to different people online, sort of dating. And then I would sort of take it slow in terms of when you date people in person, meeting people. Then I probably would still keep my options open, see more people. But, you know, kind of limit it in that sort of sense so that you're not seeing every single guy you match with on Tinder or you match with on Hinge, but you're assessing who they are first. You know, you're getting to know people, because obviously if you've matched with them, then you're both mutually interested in each other. So I feel like it's only natural to explore that a little bit before meeting them in person. And then that's when I sort of would maybe limit down how many people I meet from online dating. Does that sort of make sense? I feel like that's the way I would go about it, because whilst it's great to talk to one person at one time, as you were saying, you're feeling a bit like stuck doing that. And so I feel like maybe this is time to let's shake it up. Let's see what we can do. Maybe also try and meet people in different ways. And I would just also like to say that I'm trying to start two different conversations all at once. So let's see how this works in my brain. But you don't need to be dating, you know, because actually being single is really fun. You can have loads of fun with it. I get there's like loads of pros to being in a relationship, but there's also loads of pros to being single. And I think sometimes we forget that and we sort of focus on, oh, I need to meet somebody, I need to be in a relationship. You don't. Like, you actually don't. So don't, I get, like, you want to be in a relationship, absolutely fine, but don't put too much pressure on yourself, because also that then puts pressure on you when you are trying to date people, you know, to find a relationship and to not be single anymore. Just have more fun with it, and, you know, meet people, see what people are like. I would definitely also, like, go out with your friends, see if you can meet people when you're out, and, like, try and meet people in different ways, not just using online dating, because there's many other ways of meeting people, and it kind of pushes us out of our comfort zone as well. And of course online dating pushes us out of our comfort zone, but there's also other ways that we can meet people, you know. There's various different options that we can explore and we can go with it. But I wish you all the best of luck. Please let me know how any of your dates go when you go on them. I am so excited for you. I feel like dating can be such a fun time if you make it fun. So I wish you all the best, and I hope you're doing well. I'm gonna start rambling now, but yeah, good luck with everything, and thank you so much for messaging in. So that's been all from me today. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Somewhat Grown Up with me, Gemma Miller. It's been so much fun to chat with you. I feel like so much has been going on this past week. I am so tired. I'm ready to go to bed. I don't know what time of day you're listening to this, but if you're listening to it in the evening, I'm about to go to bed. So that's so much fun. But if you're listening to it in the afternoon or in the morning, hope you have a great rest of your day. I'm pushing any last drop of energy I have, I am pouring into you right now. Like, I hope you have a great rest of your day. For me, my day is officially over. I am going to sleep, and I'm not waking up until the morning because I am so tired. Just so much has been going on. It's been crazy, but I hope you've had a great week. I hope you're having a great day, having a great time. Have an amazing week. And of course, I shall speak to you in next week's episode. Bye.